This recording, Germany 23, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Get Secure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Comma Get Secure. Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Ether. her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. Penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I think one of my favorite memories with my siblings in the entire family, my little sister wasn't born yet, but when my mom was pregnant with my little sister, we all went to New Zealand. My aunt, godmother actually, she moved to New Zealand when she was probably around my age. And so we visited her. We stayed there over Christmas break because it's one of the longest holidays, and then it's nice in New Zealand, right, because of the southern northern hemisphere, like when we have winter there, summer. So we went there and stayed for 3 or 4 weeks, I think. So we also spent Christmas there, and it was the first time for us to spend Christmas in warm weather, which is kind of uncommon, right? It's not something that you get to experience when you were brought up in Germany. And I remember over New Year's, my parents really tried to give us like a New Year's, you know, event of what you would usually expect, like what we do with fireworks and those kind of things. But we were in the middle of nowhere and there was nothing that they could have done because there just wasn't anything happening. There were no parties. They tried to buy some fireworks, but they couldn't get any. So the only thing they could get were these weird, we call them Knallbonbons in German. I'll try to explain it. Knall means like it's like a loud, it's a really loud sound, like a pow, like a knall. Bonbon is like a sweet, right? So it's these like it's a huge sweet piece. How do you call them? Like a I can only think of the German and the Spanish words. Well, it's like a chocobon or like Starburst. How do you call these? You call them sweets. Yeah, like a candy, exactly. So it has the shape of kind of like an old-fashioned candy, but it's huge. It's like 5 times the size. So, but it doesn't have any candy inside. So they bought those, thinking that there was candy. Then they gave them. They was like, okay, at least something for the children. Then they gave them to us, and we opened them. But so when you open candy, you kind of like pull on the outsides, right? Because it unwinds the candy wrapping paper, and then you can take the candy out. So what happens if you did that? If you pulled on the side, it would explode. It would be like, so it would be a knall bomb. And then all the, like, there was confetti inside, and it went all over the place. And then there was this really terrible crown in there, made out of plastic, obviously, because, you know, it had to be wrapped up somehow. So we had all these, like, really, really ugly plastic crowns on our heads, and we were just laughing. It was just so much fun. Okay, now in auf Deutsch, ja. Also, hier ist eine Geschichte für dich. Sarah Perry war eine Tierärztin, die täglich in einem Zoo in einem verlassenen Teil der Gegend gearbeitet hat, so dass sie sehr glücklich war, als sie einen neuen Job in einer großartigen privaten Tierpraxis in North Square in der Nähe des Duke Street Towers anfing.